Demand for alcohol is drying up for many Americans. Gallup reports that a record 45% of adults polled now say that drinking any amount is bad for health. Awareness is surely growing about the health risks of even moderate consumption. So how does that trickle down to party cities? What does it mean for their economies? Benjamin Payne of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports from Savannah, the hostess city of the South.
Nice little, and then we shake.
Nicole Price manages the speakeasy at the American Prohibition Museum downtown. I meet her there on a Sunday, the day most bars here, yes, even the speakeasy, cannot serve booze because of local liquor laws. And so she makes me a mocktail.
Get all those little ice chips out of there. Got a mocktail. That's our brown derby, if you want to try it.
I feel like I should drink it slowly, but I'm like, I guess I don't need to, right?
Exactly. You get to sit and socialize like you're drinking a cocktail, and you don't feel that weird stigma of, oh, you're not drinking? Why aren't you drinking?
For many, it's because they know what Dr. Sharon Bergquist knows.
No amount of alcohol has a health benefit.
Bergquist is a professor of medicine at Emory University and a researcher in preventative care. She says the federal government's dietary guidelines for alcohol consumption will be revised later this year.
The current ones say that for women, you can have up to one drink a night, and for men, up to two drinks a night.
But more recent science suggests even that much drinking
is enough to lead to various cancers and health risks.
Whether or not federal regulators sober up to the science and update the guidelines accordingly remains to be seen. Those new guidelines will help inform public health policy and perceptions through 2030. In Savannah, tourism leaders say they're ready for whatever the future may bring.
Our tourism community is not based on alcohol.
Michael Owens is president of the Tourism Leadership Council, a trade group in Savannah representing businesses in the city's $6 billion tourism industry.
Our tourism community is based on our history, our architecture, the aesthetics of Savannah. That's really the bread and butter of our visitors.
This, he says, is why Savannah's tourism sector and its roughly 40,000 workers are well-positioned to handle young Americans' slow but steady decline in alcohol consumption.
People are drinking mocktails more than ever.
Charles Marville is a lecturer at nearby Georgia Southern University, where he teaches food and beverage operations. He says the shift away from alcohol doesn't have to hurt a bar's bottom line.
Mocktails are very profitable. I've seen them on menus as expensive as any alcoholic drink. But the ingredients that go into them are generally juices and flavoring agents that don't tend to have super high costs.
Meaning mocktail profit margins could be even higher than those of their cocktail counterparts. But again, as Michael Owens from the Tourism Council pointed out, nowadays it's not so much Savannah's nightlife that draws visitors to Georgia's oldest city. Rather, it's cultural attractions, like the American Prohibition Museum, where Nicole Price made me that alcohol-free brown derby on a dry Sunday morning.
I think people are thinking more about the long run and kind of pivoting where they need to get that sort of thrill. And so I think rather than just binge drinking, which was the culture when I was younger, like when I was 21, I think people are recognizing that you don't need to be drinking that heavily.
And so the days may be numbered for the old joke here in the hostess city that Savannah is a drinking town with a history problem. For Here and Now, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah, Georgia.